نستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I praise him, and I seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent of him, and we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ethics, in the previous khutbah we addressed the disagreement of the Quraysh about the offer that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered them when they came to meet Abu Talib at the last meeting before Abu Talib passed away. And he told Abu Talib, let's talk, give and take with your nephew. And Abu Talib called the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, your people wanted to talk to you. And when they started, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, I will tell you a word. If you say it, you will be the leader of the Arabs and the non-Arabs will be under your leadership. And Abu Jahl said, what is it? We will say it 10 times if this will happen. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and do not worship any idols. So the disbelievers walked away. We cannot have any agreement with him. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on calling for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the mushrikeen, the disbelievers, just kept on intensifying the pressure on him and the Muslims. And after this happened, that Abu Talib was very ill after these 3 years being in the mountains with no food, not enough food, not enough drinks. And he became ill, and he is in his deathbed. Abu Talib was laying in his bed, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking him to say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." So he would, Prophet Muhammad will intercede for him in the Day of Judgment. So, and the disbeliever is sitting there. And the Abu Jahl was telling him, are you going to leave the religion of your parents and grandparents? Don't do that. And he kept on, Prophet Muhammad was telling him to say, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. And Abu Jahl was telling him, don't leave your religion of your people. And the Abu Talib passed away. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sad because Abu Talib, according to most of the scholars, agreement that he did not pass on in Islam. And even to Al-Abbas, the brother of Abu Talib, told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even you did not help your uncle to become Muslim. And he said that he kept on trying, and he is, because of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib will not be in the deep hellfire. Is going to be just over the top, only the fire will touch his feet. And he thought that that's his intercession to help Abu Talib
Because this is also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, not, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, not what even the prophets will, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will is the one that went on. And immediately, just few months after that, Khadija, the mother of the believers, the first wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also passed away after these 3 years of hardship in the mountains. Again, she passed away, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was deeply sad, and that year was called the year of sadness, because he lost the most two helpful people in his life: his uncle, who supported him throughout his life, and his wife, who supported him financially, emotionally, with all means. Khadija was behind and supported Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with these two incidents, the sadness accumulated on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course the disbelievers intensified the pressure on the Prophet to the extent that they maximized the pressure and the torture of the Muslims and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too, to the extent that even they used to throw dust in his face and on his head. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go home, and one of his daughter will clean his head, and she would cry. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, my daughter, Allah is protecting me, do not cry. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was facing the most difficult years in his life, and that was the tenth year of the prophethood. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to seek other avenues to go out of this circle of being pressured by the Quraysh, and he thought about try to seek assistance from outside. And he chose the city of Taif nearby Mecca. So he alone traveled to Taif, and he went to the leaders of Taif, and there were three brothers. One of them was called Abdu Yalail, and the other was Sir Mas'ud, and the third one, his name is Habib. And he explained to them the situation, and he asked their support. So the one of them, he had the cloth of the Kaaba, and he tore it down. And then the second one, if Allah sent you, so he tore that piece of Kaaba cloth down. And the second one, he told him that Allah did not find anybody to send as a messenger except you. And the third one told him, I cannot talk to you, because if you are a messenger of Allah, you are too high for me to talk to. And if you are a liar, I cannot talk to you anymore. And he told him, he was very, very sad. He came out and he told him, if you are not going to support me, so do not talk about me. This means that he do not send anybody to Quraysh, because this was, of course, that will intensify even further the pressure from Quraysh on him. They did not care about that, and even they sent children and crazy people after him to hit him and thrown him out of Taif, to the extent that his body was bleeding and he was very exhausted. And when he went out of Taif, he went to a garden belongs to two brothers. These two brothers was Utba ibn Rabi'ah and Shayba ibn Rabi'ah. And they looked at him, and they had some sympathy for him. And when he sat there to rest out of this struggle with the crazy people and the children after throwing him and bleeding him, he sat there. And when he sat, these two brothers sent their servant with some grapes to eat. And when this servant, his went to the Prophet, and he took the grape to eat. His name was Nim Uddas. With Uddas, he Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bismillah. So this servant, he told him, this is not a saying that coming among the people here. Who are you? So Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded by asking him, Uddas, where are you from? He told him, I am from Nainawa. Nainawa, this is a city in Iraq. He was captive as a slave and sold to the people in that location. And he told him, you are from Nainawa. That's the city of my brother, the Prophet Yunus. And how do you know of that Uddas told the Prophet, how do you know about Prophet Yunus? He said, I am a prophet too. And then Uddas kept on kissing the feet and the head and all the body of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he believed in him. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left, returning back to Mecca. And along the way, these two incidents happened along the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was supporting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this situation by two incidents. One of them, when the angel Jibreel came with the angel of mountains, and he told Prophet Muhammad, Allah sent you the angel of mountain that you can crush the mountain in these people that who hurt you. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, may some offspring from them will become Muslim and will say La ilaha illallah. And that was exactly what happened. Scholars, famous scholars, one of them called Ibn Sirin, came from out of the city. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after all this suffering, even he did not curse the people who hurt him or tortured him or beat him. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to hurt the people who hurted him. And another incident that while he reciting his way back home to Mecca, he was reciting Quran. And some of the jinn came to him and listened. When they heard the Quran, they listened to the Quran. And they believed in him. And they told each other that we heard a prophet after Prophet Moses. And they called the others jinn to believe in him, and that was, even the jinn became Muslims faster than the ins or the human became. Very, very eloquent supplication that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated during this incident. This supplication, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his way back home, he would say, O Lord, to you alone I make complaint of my helplessness, the beauty of resources and my insignificance before mankind. You are the most merciful of the mercifuls. You are the Lord of the helpless and the weak. O Lord of mine, into whose hands would you abandon me? Into the hands of an sympathetic foe who would slyly thrown at me, or the enemy who has been given on control over my affairs. But if your wrath does not fall upon me, there is nothing for me to worry about. I seek protection in the light of your countenance, which illuminates the heavens and dispels every darkness, and which controls all affairs in this world and as well as in the hereafter. May it never be that I should incur your wrath, or that you should be wrathful to me, and there is no power nor resource, but yours alone. This is one of the most eloquent, the Arabic original supplication, it's just magnificent. One of the most eloquent supplication that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated during his time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most truthful and honest among all people. He never said a lie. He said the truth throughout his life. And his message was about the truthfulness. And his sayings was about the truthfulness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a true action leads to the path of virtue, and a virtue will path the way of a person to paradise. And this person continues to speak the truth until in the sight of Allah he is named Al-Siddiq, the truthful. Lying, on the other hand, leads to vice, and vice leads to indecent acts. A person goes on lying until in the sight of Allah, he is called a liar. That's narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said also, leave alone that which involves you in doubt, and adhere to that which is free from doubt. For truth is comforting, and falsehood is disrupting. That's narrated by Tirmidhi. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, assure me of 6 things that I will assure you of the paradise. 3 of these were, speak the truth when you speak, fulfill your promise when you make one, and honor your trust when you are trusted. That's narrated by Bukhari Muslim. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered his people in the mountain of Safa, and when he told them that if I said that there's an enemy coming behind the mountain to attack you, are you going to believe me? They said, yes, you never said a lie. We believe in you. Although they disbelieved in his message, but they believed in as him as a truthful person. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered the message of truthfulness to humanity. And he was an exemplary leader in truthfulness throughout his life. O Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. O Allah, do not let our hearts deviate from the truth now that we have been guided. But grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer, and of my descendants, our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of majesty and honor, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and all his companions.
Praise to Allah, Lord of all creation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.